1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
Hello.
Hey, this is Dan from Auto Body. I'm looking to speak with Lisa.
Yeah, speaking.
Hi, Lisa. Just calling you to let you know that your car is ready to be picked up.
Great, thank you. That was fast.
Yeah, we work pretty quick down here. Hey, also, before you come down, the dent in the passenger's door looks as good as new. But for some reason, there's a minor issue with the blinker system that we noticed.
Okay, what do you mean there's a minor issue?
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but now when the car is in drive, the blinkers don't turn off. They're constantly on, and they just rotate like crazy. Sometimes it's the right one going, sometimes it's the left, sometimes both together. It's weird. I don't know what it is.
Okay, well, it wasn't doing that when I brought it in, so you guys are going to have to fix it.
So you think it's us?
Yeah, that is correct.
Well, I can look at it for you. It's going to take a little longer, though. I guess I can call you when I see if I can figure that out.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'll call you back.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Hello?
Lisa, Dan from the Auto Body Shop again. How's it going?
Fine. Did you fix the blinker thing?
You will be happy to know, yes. Surprisingly, it was a pretty simple fix. Some wire got knocked around or something. We just plugged it back in and you are good to go.
Okay, great. So I can probably pick it up like later today?
Sure, as long as you're okay with the whole air conditioning situation, you can pick it up whenever you're ready.
What air conditioning situation?
Oh, you don't know about that one either.
I don't know anything from when I just last talked to you and you told me you f***ed up my blinker. So,
okay, well,
what's going on with the air conditioner?
Well, I don't really know what happened, but every time we turn on your car now, the AC comes on full blast. We can't figure out how to turn it off.
Aren't you car mechanics? What do you mean you can't figure out how to turn it off?
Yeah, we're having a tough time. I don't know if it's related to that blinker issue when we were disconnecting all those wires. I don't know, you know, but we can't seem to figure it out. Do you know how to do it?
Why are you asking me if I know how to fix it? You're the car expert. This is what you're supposed to do.
Okay.
You're the one
you're
messing with the wires. I don't even know why you're messing with the wires. It was just the door.
You're right. We are the car experts, and I think I have a solution for you. You're going to like this. If you think about it, it's really not a bad thing to have your AC running like that all the time.
That's a really bad thing. That is a really, really bad thing.
Well,
I don't know.
Because
it's bad for the environment, and it uses gas. Just fix it. That is not normal.
All right, well, I'll take a look at it, maybe YouTube it or something, and call you back. I'll see if I can fix it, okay?
I need to have my car back.
Okay, call you back.
Hello?
Lisa, it's Dan again.
Did you fix it?
No, hi, how you doing?
Did you fix my car?
Okay, obviously you want to get right to business. Yes, I've got good news and then a smidge of bad news for you.
What's a smidge of bad news? What else did you do? Did you fix the air conditioning?
The AC and the blinkers work perfectly. Fixed it as good as new.
So what's the bad news?
Well, the bad news is that we can't figure out how to latch your car hood anymore.
What are you talking about? Now my car hood doesn't latch?
Yeah, we're having a problem with it. It's kind of crazy. One of my mechanics, Randy, was eating lunch on your car, and I don't know if he weighs too much, but the latch seems to have broken. So we're trying to fix that.
Oh, my God. What is wrong with you? How are you people in business?
Well, I wouldn't blame me.
I'm taking my car somewhere else. Just
I'd blame Randy on this one. I told him not to, but you know Randy.
I'm getting my car. I'm getting it out of there, and I'm taking it somewhere else.
Well, yeah, you can come pick it up. I just wanted to warn you that we've also used so many spare parts today that we ran out, so we had to put it together using masking tape. I just wanted to warn you.
Masking tape on my car? I'm coming now, so leave it alone.
Got it. Hey, you can come pick it up. I already tuned the radio dial in so you can listen to this prank phone call on the way out of the shop. It's all good.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. Your sister Sarah set you up.
What?
It's a joke.
Oh, God.
Your sister told me that you've been frustrated with your car in the shop and wanted me to mess with you.
Oh, my God. I was thinking, who are these idiots working on my car?
It's just me and my boy Randy. He's eating a sandwich on your hood, you know?
God.